This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. And to prove how sane we are and how much fun we're going to have here tonight, I thought that some of you that are tuning in for the show that wanted to hear the president as well, let's tune in. Let's listen to him. Let's see what he's got to say. I think it's the right thing to do. Besides, I want to talk about it. I want to have some fun with it. And I just think, here, listen to the man. Well, that didn't work now, did it? God, talk about a great plan, maybe.
They hadn't built one in decades, and now they're all over the place. In my first week, I withdrew the United States from the job-killing catastrophe that we know what that is. TPP and the Paris Environmental Accord. Not too good. Not too good. I thought I was going to take a lot of heat on that. I took none. Would have cost us trillions and trillions of dollars. And we're replacing the NAFTA disaster with the brand new USMCA. And USMCA, that's Mexico and Canada, will create at least 75,000 new jobs for American auto workers and give a massive boost to our farmers and ranchers and growers all across the Sunshine State, and will hopefully soon have bipartisan support because everybody wants it to happen. It replaces one of the worst trade deals ever made, NAFTA. NAFTA was a beauty. It was really good if you want to see everybody leave our country. Thanks to our tariffs, American steel mills are roaring back to life. You know that. And we've taken historic action to confront China's chronic trading abuses. It should have been done a long time ago, but the days of stealing American jobs and American companies, American ideas and wealth, those days are over. In the 8 years before I took office, on average, we lost 2,000 manufacturing jobs a month. Since my inauguration, we've added 16,000 manufacturing jobs a month. That didn't happen by accident. Remember the statement from the previous administration? You'd need a magic wand to bring back manufacturing. Well, we'll tell Sleepy Joe that we found the magic wand. The sleepy guy. And to remedy past injustices, we passed groundbreaking criminal justice reform. We ended the Clinton-era crime policies that unfairly affected the African-American community. So unfair.
Yeah.
We are boldly confronting the opioid and drug addiction. And you know what's happening. Drug addiction is the scourge of our country and many other countries. And we have made so much progress. So much progress. Opioid down 17, 18, 19, and 21% in some places. And I want to thank our First Lady for having worked so hard on that. Thank you. Thank you. And we're expanding affordable health care, creating plans 60% cheaper than Obamacare. And we passed something I'm very proud of. They've wanted to pass it for 45 years. All of the gentlemen that are sitting here from Congress, your congressmen, your senators, they helped us. It's called Right to Try. We have the greatest medical labs in the world. We have incredible things under advisement. And our people, if they were very sick, they were terminally ill, they couldn't get anything because people said, no, it might hurt them. They're terminally ill. So I said, that doesn't make sense. And these people, if they were rich or had money, they'd go to Asia, they'd go to Europe, they'd go all over the world looking for a cure. Because the FDA would not approve what we call Right to Try. What a beautiful name, Right to Try. And I got it approved after 44 years. I got it approved.
I thought you guys might enjoy listening to a real victory speech, a real positive speech, a real speech about what's happening in this country right now.
On television, Miss Harp, incredible woman. Did anyone see her? She was incredible. And she was so thankful, and she's doing so well. And they were giving her instructions on what you do when you're dying. And then all of a sudden, this happened. And now it looks like she's going to be around for a long time. And there are many, many cases like that. Right to Try. And I hope nobody in this room ever needs it. But we now have it. For the first time in half a century, we've reduced the price of prescription drugs, and our amazing veterans are no longer left to languish and die on endless waiting lists, standing online, waiting for a doctor.
But this is the guy that didn't do anything, remember?
So they can see their doctor. Our veterans were waiting online for 2 days, 7 days, 3 weeks, 5 weeks. You had veterans waiting online that could have easily been taken care of. They waited so long they became terminally ill in many cases. The stories are horrible. We passed VA choice. You go out now, you get a doctor, you fix yourself up, the doctor sends us the bill, we pay for it. And you know what? It doesn't matter because the life and the veteran is more important. But we also happen to save a lot.
We'll be back in a minute. More with our
stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life.
Well, it's early yet.
They call me Cuba Pete.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. But I'll tell you what, let's get right to it. The president is giving his speech. I know some of you had sent me emails saying, really, you're going to do this during the speech? No, we're going to do it together. We're going to enjoy the president together.
The president, not a single one, has stood up to defend the incredible men and women of ICE and Border Patrol. The job they do is incredible. Against all odds with the bad laws. They don't have the character, the virtue, the spine to do it. We We have to thank them, and we have to thank, boy, law enforcement, what a job they do. It's time to pass Takes Law. End sanctuary cities. End catch and release. Deport vicious gang members, which we're doing. Stop human trafficking. Stop illegal immigration. And establish a modern immigration system based on skills, contributions, and based on merit. We want people to come into our country based on merit. Democrats in Congress have also signed up to support crazy Bernie Sanders' socialist government takeover of health care. He seems not to be doing too well lately. They want to end Medicare as we know it and terminate the private health insurance of 180 million Americans who love their health insurance. America will never be a socialist country, ever. Socialism, we believe in freedom, and so do you. We will defend Medicare and Social Security for our great seniors. We will defend it like nobody else. And we will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions. Always. Always. Virtually every top Democrat also now supports taxpayer-funded abortion right up to the moment of birth, ripping babies straight from the mother's womb. Leading Democrats have even opposed measures to prevent the execution of children after birth. You saw that.
Keep pulling that blanket back, Mr. President. Keep doing it.
Republicans believe that every life is a sacred gift from God. That is why I have asked Congress to prohibit extreme late-term abortion. Day by day, we are rebuilding our country at home. We are restoring America's standing all around the world. We are respected as a country again. After past leaders slashed military budgets, we are rebuilding the U.S. Armed Forces with $700 billion last year and $716 billion this year, far more than ever before. President Mike Pence, we are creating the Space Force. That's where it's going to be. The Space Force. We're insisting that our foreign partners and allies pay their fair share. And thanks to our brave warriors, the ISIS caliphate that you've been hearing so much about has been totally obliterated 100%. We have repaired America's friendship with our cherished ally, the State of Israel. And as I heard Mike saying before, we recognize the true capital of Israel and opened the American Embassy in Jerusalem. And we recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. And I withdrew the United States from the disasters. Just a disaster. A disaster. disastrous Iran nuclear deal and impose the toughest ever sanctions on the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism. We're charting a path to stability and peace in the Middle East because great nations do not want to fight endless wars. They've been going on forever. Starting to remove a lot of troops. We're finally putting America first. In Latin America, our country once again stands against corrupt communist and socialist regimes, and we support the people of Cuba and Venezuela in their righteous struggle for freedom. Thank you, Marco. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Lindsay. And nothing would make us happier than to be able to work with Democrats to rebuild our nation's infrastructure, to bring down drug prices, to compete with other countries, and to dominate the future as one American team. It can happen. It can happen. It can happen. It's looking like the Democratic Party does not want to do that, but it can happen, and it very well might. There's so many great things we can do right now in a bipartisan way, but they've been afflicted with an ideological sickness that protects foreign borders, but refuses to protect our borders, that promotes jobs overseas, but allows our factories to close, that promotes democracy abroad, but shreds our Constitution at home, that declares support for free speech and free thought, but relentlessly suppresses them both, and that constantly savages the heroes of American law enforcement. We don't want that. We don't want that. No matter what label they use, a vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream. So don't ever forget, this election is about you. It's about your family, your future.
We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with the president, a lot more with the real side with Joe Messina. For those of you on terrestrial, got a few commercials to get out of the way. The rest of you, hang tight. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Before leaving for his big election kickoff, President Trump spoke about the increasing tension with Iran.
We've been talking to various people on lots of different sides, and we'll see what happens with Iran. We're very well set. We're very well configured. We have a lot of things going on with Iran.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said point blank,
President Trump does not want war.
He was visiting Central Command headquarters in Florida. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq and South Korea, Chris Hill, says there's a need for Trump to talk with allies in Europe.
I would hope that if they are involved, that we don't see any more involvement. That would be a first step. I would think, too, that we should have some consultations between the U.S. and its allies, because its allies, especially in Europe, are not very happy about this whole situation.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side and the President's speech. I thought you guys would much enjoy hearing what he had to say tonight instead of me. So we're going to listen some more to his speech. We'll do a little debriefing afterward. Take a listen. You're really going to enjoy this.
We are going to keep it that way. With your help, with your love and your devotion, and with your drive, we are going to keep on working. We are going to keep on fighting, and we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glory. Nation under God. And together, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Much better than that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for, you know, being with us. I appreciate you guys hanging in there. I'm leaving the picture up so you can see the president leaving the stage. You know, again, you got to listen to what the man's saying. I am so tired of hearing from the naysayers, hearing from what he hasn't done. If we don't start pushing back, if we don't start fighting back, if we don't start taking back what's ours, what's rightfully ours, we're not going to be able to support this man. You're going to go back. I mean, the AOCs of the world, who these people are in love with. Is that really what you want? Is that really what you'd like to see? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Yeah, he's leaving now, but I thought I'd give some of you a few extra minutes here with the president. All right. Enough. You've seen Hannity. You know what he looks like anyhow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the polls. There's a live chat room there, too. Would love to know what you have to say about this, what you thought about the speech. Also, is he going to join me?
Yep,
join
he's going to just call him. He's ready.
Just call him? Yeah, sure. Let me just snap it on and call him. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. If you have anything you want to say about what the president... Think about this. I got to tell you something, and I'd love to know what you guys think. At first, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself, okay, he's going to go through that whole thing where he's going to go through, you know, what it took for him to win, how they felt that he wasn't going to win, all this other stuff. It just was going to make me nuts. But he didn't do it. I mean, he went down the list of the crimes that Hillary committed, which God bless him for doing that. I don't know what the problem is with some of our, well... I know what the problem is, but I can't say it on regular radio. Some of these people who just don't. They won't call her out for what she's done. They won't get on the DOJ. Think about this. Obama. Yeah, I know. After that speech, I got you thinking about Obama. But thinking about something. Here you have Obama. Under his watch, the Russian collusion took effect, right? Look at what's happening with all the things that happened with Hillary's emails now that we're finding out. That they knew about a lot of things that were happening, and nobody said anything. Nobody called her on the carpet. Nobody called her out on it. And that was okay. Think of what she got away with. And think of what President Trump would never get away with. They would hang. Matter of fact, they would bring back public hanging.
Probably.
Okay? If God bless. If it was him. And remember, all this took place under the Obama administration. All of this took place under the, I want to call it the Obama regime. Right? These people thought so much that they had it in the bag. They felt that they had the American people snookered. That's a better term. Snookered so much. That they were going to be able to pull one over on you, and thank God, we're so much smarter than that. We're going to get Edward Woodson. Boy, my tongue and my lip is not working right now. Now Edward is guest hosted for me. He's co-hosted with me. He had his own show, and just an all around great guy. I mean, he gets this stuff. Now look, we just called him and asked him if he wanted to be on, and he said yes. So we're going to bring him on with us, and I'm sure he is just having himself well. Edward, you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So did you see that speech? Did you hear that speech? Did you feel that speech?
I did. It's interesting because, I live in Florida. I'm actually in Miami. But, there was such an anticipation built up, throughout probably the last couple weeks. I kind of saw it, with the social media, and you just kind of felt it. And tonight was, a culmination of that and the fact that, the president pretty much laid out what he was going to do, his vision. He had a very clear, if we go back to, 4 years ago, obviously everybody's talking about the escalator. It's funny because if you recall the GOP autopsy, remember that, Joe?
Right.
The GOP talked about how, you couldn't touch immigration, we had to expand, the only way to expand the base would be, and to gain voters would be, to not deal with immigration directly and to continue the canard of comprehensive immigration reform. Well, you know, Donald Trump, I clearly identified that as the issue. And I dare say it's still the issue. I do think that going forward, and he's got a clear vision of what he wants to do. And if you look at the other side, there is no clear vision whatsoever in any of the candidates.
Well, no, they can't get past. Look at, you think of AOC, you've got AOC, you've got Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I mean, they're like those little robots. Remember they used to walk into the wall, they hit the wall, and they turn around, they have to walk the other way until they hit the other wall. They're just hitting themselves in the head because of all the chaos from within. And you're right, there's no clear plan. What are they going to do? They're going to repeal everything Trump did. That's how you're going to fix everything, right? I mean, seriously.
Well, everybody's basically running. Look, everybody was running, Joe, as, you know, they hate Trump. I mean, if you think about it, to her credit, though, I think Elizabeth Warren is someone that actually has a policy plans, okay? And I think that's why you've kind of seen her gaining in the polls recently. But if you look at everybody else, it's just platitudes. That guy, Pete Buttigieg, he says absolutely nothing. Literally, he says nothing. And Joe Biden's all over the place. I don't think Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. I think that he's going to have, gaffe after gaffe after gaffe. But, they're trying to do what they did with Hillary, and they're trying to keep him out of, out of sight until, obviously until the...
They absolutely have to let him in.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to. But, I just think that, it's going to catch up to him at some point. And he's just such a horrible candidate. I mean, look at...
He really has no energy. When you hear him talk,
no.
When you see him talk, there's nothing there. Right? And then he flip-flopped on something as simple as China. China's not a problem, second-rate country, and now all of a sudden we have to watch out for China. Really?
Well, look at the Hyde Amendment. I mean, he's in a corner. He's painted himself in a corner in terms of the fact that he's been around too long. So you look at something like, for instance, something as simple as the Hyde Amendment, where, it's really not that big of a deal, and yet it's a position that he held for 50 years, but he turned on a dime because Alyssa Milano's people called him. It's just insane. There's no chance. And again, I don't think he's going to be the nominee, frankly, but whoever it is, it's not going to matter. It really not. You know what Trump reminds me of? He reminds me of Tyson in 1991. Okay, remember Tyson at that time?
Yes.
When he'd come out with the black shorts, black shoes, no socks, no robe, and you knew what was going to happen. That's what Trump is right now, honestly.
All right, listen, hang tight. Quick commercial. Want to do a wrap up with you on the other side. So stay with us. Edward Woodson is with us. He's not going anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes. You listen to The Real Side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yeah, it is The Real Side because we play rock and roll, not that synthetic crap that you plug into the computer and tell it what you want to hear. None of that stuff. Real rock and roll only. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Right off the president's speech, you can't be more excited about some of the things he said. I love the fact that he goes right for the jugular, right for the throat, not interested in playing nice. And I think that's about time about what we need. Edward Woodson joins me with the Edward Woodson Show. Edward, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, my man. Also, check out my website, edwardwoodson.com.
What is it? You guys all have these websites with your own names. I'm the only idiot that didn't put his name on the website. I don't know, whatever.
I mean, how many Joe Messinas could be running around.
Well, you know, the problem is when you go looking at Joe... Oh, no, you really want to know? If you go looking for Joe Mussina, you either get the famous bass player, right, Joe Mussina, really good, or you get the Biggest Loser, right? Remember, he was the guy that lost like 300 pounds on that show, and he happened to have a name of Joe Mussina.
Was his name Joe Mussina?
His name was Joe Mussina. So now when you look me up, you find the Biggest Loser. Isn't that wonderful? Anyhow. God bless America. Anyway, so, Trump, you know, we were talking during the break, and you know, you got Joe Biden, who had to pay, you know, five of the 165 that showed up to see him. Half of that had to be his staff or something. They show up to see him. And you got Trump, who's got, what, 20-some-odd thousand in the stadium. He's got people outside. And you just told me, more than I knew, somebody told me that people were out there like 24 hours ahead of time. But now you're saying they might have been out there for days ahead of time.
Well, I heard 40, okay? That's what I heard, that there were actually people out there 40 hours ahead of time, actually, just planning. It was like a rock. Like, you know, it's like it literally, because you said this on the break, we talked about it. It's like a rock concert. I mean, it is. That's the only thing you can, like, it's analogous to. It's like a Dead show or something like that. I mean, it's the only thing I can think of.
How about when they do those game, you know, the video game rollouts, right? The day before, there's a line out the street. There's people to play. I've never got this, but whatever.
Well, sure, that, and of course, you know, it used to be for Apple too. But I mean,
oh yeah,
you know,
that's
think
right.
About he's a president of the United States. He's running, you know, he's in the combat running, and it's amazing. Talk about the Biggest Loser. Who's the Biggest Loser among the Democrats? I mean, take your pick, because, you know, Biden, you know, you mentioned Biden. I don't think he's going to be the nominee. He appears to me very feeble, and I'm going to use a Trumpian term here, very low energy. I know that's Jeb Bush, but no, he does. It feels like to me, and look, let's be honest, he's never been a good candidate. In 1988, he flamed out with the, you know, charges of plagiarism. The guy is, you know, you listen to him and he's full, again, filled with platitudes. You know, he's like, hey man, he's like this old aging hippie, but he's, you know, how old is the guy?
I don't know.
He's not that much older.
All he's missing is a joint, holding a joint in his hand while he's talking. That's really all he's missing, right? But you talked about, you know who was there tonight? Was Jeb Bush was in the crowd. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking he even paid him a whole bunch of money, or Jeb Bush has finally come around and said, well, it's either him or the Biden guy, right? I mean, that's a big deal.
That's interesting. Maybe Bush is there to try to rehabilitate himself, mainly.
No, but I look at.
Yeah, he's called Fredo. He's Fredo.
You're right.
He's like, I'm smart.
I should have got that. It should have been me, Mikey. It should have been me,
it
Mikey.
It should have been me, Mikey. I'm smart.
Isn't he?
That's Jeb. 10 years they told us he was the smart one. Remember that? They told us all he's a really smart one. No, he's a big dump than all of them.
And just the first things that roll off his tongue when he was running for office was, you know, how he's going to have to welcome and be more compassionate to those coming over the border. It was like, dude.
Love. Right, it's love,
you're
Joe.
Done.
It's like
over.
Glenn Beck, you know.
You're done.
It's like Glenn Beck. Down on the border. That's not soccer.
But, you know, the thing I loved tonight about Trump was when he started hitting them, the Democrats, on their own stuff. He didn't go after anyone in particular until, you know, close to the end. But I loved what he talking about, how graphic he got about ripping babies out of the wombs, never mind the border. And I don't, you know, you and I have talked about social issues in the past, but I think abortion is going to be among the top three issues, and it's not going to belong to the Democrats this time. You agree?
Well, yes, and the only reason why, it's because it's been handed to Republicans on a silver platter, that issue, because of such radical positions, you know, like, you know, obviously the governor of Virginia, you know, the new law in New York, as well as Illinois. So I think that really pushed the other side, you know, the pro-life people, really, that kind of pushed them and mobilized people. And so, I think you're right. It is going to be an issue. And it's going to be an issue because of Democrats. And that's why it's going to be an issue. And moreover, I think that, the Democrats, by radicalizing themselves, we talked a little bit about AOC before, but by kind of following that track, it's really a gift to Trump in that, it shows such a dichotomy, right, between the two. And I think that the vast majority of Americans aren't down with socialism. They're just not.
No, I agree with you there. I think if they run on that, if they push it, we just got that communist council member out there in Colorado. I'd like to see how that's going to work out for them. And what scares me about those, and now, remember, though, you can get dope anywhere there, but what scares me about her getting on is that she was telling them up front that she was going to usher communism in any way it took or any way she could. And I'm thinking to myself, that is scarier than scary. That's worse than scary,
We can get where you live too.
Okay. Yeah.
I was just out there. I noticed that. They're from every corner, okay? Hello.
Yeah, I know. But Colorado just makes it sound so sweet and so much easier. I mean, think about what they did.
No, it's actually way easier in California. Come on.
Well, the illegal stuff is actually easier to get. That was the other thing I always wondered. Here you go. You've got all these pot joints all over the place. And
I was in L.A., and I got to tell you, I was in L.A. Now, maybe it's different in your neighborhood, but I was in L.A.
It is.
And it was like literally every corner in L.A.
Dude, listen. The pot shops in Colorado outnumber, what do we heard of the other night, right? They outnumber Burger King and McDonald's 2-1. Starbucks.
Well, God bless. That's, you know what that is, Joe? That's capitalism.
You know what?
And listen, if you're a true conservative, and you're a true capitalist, applaud that.
I know where you're going.
No, it's true, though. No, that is absolutely true. Don't be a hypocrite.
No, did you hear, what was it, 2 years ago, the young lady from the Girl Scouts who won the biggest, she won the big prize because she hung out in front of pot shops?
She's smart. That's capitalism, Joey.
I know. All right, so... So you think it's smart for Trump to go after not just the swamp, but the Democrats, the old-time, old-school Democrats, and keep pounding away at what they want, open borders. They want to, they want to take care of illegals before, right? So go after their principles, correct?
Absolutely. Look, and you have to look. Campaigns are about contrasts, right?
Right.
You have to contrast yourself between your opponent. So it's a very clear contrast. So that's what he's doing right now. He's laying the ground. Look, if you think about it, it's genius what he's done. He's never really stopped campaigning, let's be honest.
No, that's
true. Now he's like, now it's showtime, okay?
Yeah.
Now it's showtime, and, this reminds me of back in the day, the Lakers back in the day when they had their run. Okay, it's showtime, and he's the executive producer of this thing. It's a production, and this is it, and he's going to contrast himself between the Democrats, and right now it's kind of generic, and then he'll zone in on whoever it is. He'll emasculate whoever it is by calling them some type of nickname, and they'll be over. He's done. He's Godzilla.
No, I said this before, and you've agreed with me. I said, look, think about something. He obliterated 15 seasoned politicians most of the time with 2- and 3-word sentences, right? I mean...
Stop. They're a bunch of... stop. See, they're a bunch of losers. And see, we all thought, oh, wow, Scott Walker, Jeb Bush, oh, look at these guys, they're such great politicians. No, they're a bunch of losers. See, here's the problem. This is the emperor's new clothes. All these guys are naked, running around, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody pretended they had clothes on. They're a bunch of losers. The problem is that people that go into politics are losers, okay? That's the problem. They're beta males, and if they were about anything, they would be Donald Trump. They would have gone into business, and they'd be entrepreneurs. They'd be building something. They'd be doing something like you and I do, Joe, and like everybody does. But these guys, let's be honest, okay, when you say seasoned politicians, what does that mean? You're a carnival barker, okay?
Oh, my God. We have to have you on for a full hour some night, and I just got to cut you loose. We got to go now, though. People will find you where?
Anytime.
Yeah, where are we going to find
EdwardWoodson.com. EdwardWoodson.com. EdwardWoodson.com.
You can't forget that. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure. Edward, thank you so much for being with me. When we come back, we're going to talk about the president's accomplishments. U.S. Steel to invest another $1.2 billion in Pennsylvania mills. I thought he couldn't bring this stuff back. Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.